This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House will now come to order. Today we're going to be led in prayer by Pastor John Fetty, and led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Kaylina Anderson of Platt and also Caden Mooney of Watertown. Please rise.
Let us pray. Father, we come again, Lord, looking to you as a giver of all that is good and perfect. So, Father, as your word says that you are not the author of confusion, we ask for clarity of thought to conduct the business set before us here today. We ask for each family represented here to be with them. And, Father, that you be also with our military and grant their leaders wisdom, grant them safety. Now, Father, we do look forward to the answers to our prayers. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I appreciate it. Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwack, Dannert, Deutsch, Diedrich, Duva, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Chris, Johnson, David, Carr, Coth, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miskimmons, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Herman, Perry, Peterson, Kemp, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Puyer, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Brown, Saba, Shamefish, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Weiss, Wheezy, Willitson, York, Sickman, Speaker, Haugard.
Present.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the ninth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, is there any discussion on the motion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1048 and 1054 and Senate Bill 26 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Lee Qualm, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1033 do pass, House Bill 1020, 1021, 1053 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and that House Bill 1019 without recommendation, bill be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Respectfully, Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1046 do pass, House Bill 1003 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, House Bill 1047 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1049 do pass as amended. Respectfully, John Hansen, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills number 1, 16, 18, 36, 45, 47, and 48, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions.
Representative Qualm moves that House Bill 1019 be referred from the Committee on Commerce and Energy to the Committee on Judiciary.
That motion having been made and seconded, is there any discussion on the motion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. First reading of House bills. For those who are present in the gallery and haven't seen this before, it's a constitutional requirement to read the House bills twice. So this is the first reading. Reads the heading or the title of the bill, and that satisfies that constitutional requirement. So that's why we do what we do today. All the bills are available online and available for the public to review, too. The Speaker signs House Bill 1062 to Commerce and Energy, House Bills 1065 and 1066 to Education, House Bill 1060 to Health and Human Services, House Bill 1061, 1063, and 1067 go to Judiciary, and House Bills 1069 and 1064 to State Affairs, and House Bill 1068 to Transportation. First reading of Senate bills. This is one of those constitutional requirements, kind of like what we have in our Constitution yet in regard to the compensation for legislators going to the session and returning from the session, which is 5 cents a mile. We get paid better than that the rest of the time. But the first time you go, the last time you leave, it's 5 cents a mile. Speaker signs Senate Bills 16, 18, 36, and 48 to Commerce and Energy. To Education, Senate Bill 1. To Judiciary, Senate Bills 45 and 47. Second reading, consent calendar items.
House Bill 1026, an act to revise certain provisions regarding petitions, notices, and statements of convention nominees and certifications of political parties.
House Bill 1026, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Are there any questions? It is on the consent calendar. Are there any questions in regard to House Bill 1026? Hearing no questions, the question before the body is final passage of the consent calendar items. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay, and the clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members proceed to vote. Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like the body to look up to the left as I introduce a former legislator, Larry Lucas, who is here amongst us. I did see him earlier. There he is. Thank you.
Representative Fink.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Sitting alongside Mr. Lucas is Mr. Johnson and the government class from Lake Andes. Please welcome them to the Capitol today.
Welcome.
Representatives Carr, Lesmeister, Peterson-Sue. Got it. And Rasmussen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
Consent bills having received a majority vote of the members elect are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions regarding the title? Title is deemed correct. Second reading, House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1008, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the required notice for biennial state political party conventions.
House Bill 1008, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Chafee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1008, Section 1, amends the time frame when a political party must notify the Secretary of State when their biannual state convention will be held, from 30 days to at least 5 days prior. The Secretary of State requires a report to be filed within 3 days of the conclusion of the state convention. This notice given to the Secretary of State not only allows them to know the date of the convention, but also by virtue know the 3 days post, the day required to reporting to the Secretary of State, and that is the nomination of state candidates not voted on at a primary election, as in SDCL 12-5-21. This bill comes by the request of the Secretary of State and is a response to a footnote from a federal judge ruling pondering the constitutionality of the 30-day time frame. This bill was heard, questioned, and no opponent a testimony was passed out and was passed out of this committee at 13-1 vote. My thanks to Chairman Otten from the Local Government Committee for walking me through this process. This proposed amendment would be considered, if there was a proposed amendment, would be considered friendly. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you for the remarks. Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment to
Has it been distributed?
Yes, it has.
And do you wish to move it at this time?
Yes, sir.
That motion having been made, second, are there remarks on the motion on the amendment?
The amendment, Mr. Speaker, essentially makes it 10 business days instead of 5 days.
Representative Otten.
A little clarity of which amendment we're speaking to. We have
Thank you. Yep, there are two that had been distributed. The amendment that you're moving, Representative Randolph, is that titled or labeled as 1008JA?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
And that's the amendment that you're moving. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, Mr. Speaker.
All right. Thank you. Is there any confusion about the motion we're talking about or the amendment we're talking about? So there were two that were passed out. This is one that was just recently distributed. And this one specifically says on page 1, comma, line 10, comma, of the printed bill, comma, delete, quotes, 5, close quotes, and insert, quote, 10 business, close quotes, period. Further discussion on that amendment? Hearing none, the question being Representative Randolph's motion to amend House Bill 1008, does any member wish the motion to amend be reread? If not, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now, further remarks in regard to House Bill 1008 as amended. Any further remarks? All right. Hearing none, the question before the body is final passage of 1008. Those in favor will vote aye. Those as amended. 1008 as amended with the amendment identified as 1008JA. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative McCleary.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. To those members on the floor, if you would look up to the right in the balcony,
I would like us to welcome the South Dakota Credit Union professionals and volunteers to the House Chamber today. They are representing Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, which serve 37 federally chartered credit unions. There are approximately 280,000 credit union member owners in South Dakota. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
It flashed. Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, nays 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1008, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions in regard to the title?
Punch it again.
Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1025, an act to revise certain provisions regarding voter registration.
House Bill 1025, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Auden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, fellow members. House Bill 1025 comes to us at the request of the State Board of Elections. Section 1 deletes, however, any completed mail registration card mailed to the appropriate county auditor postmark no less than 30 days preceding an election shall be added to the registration file. The background in this is the National Voter Registration Act provides this language, but our statute did not include some of the information. The NVRA states, submitted not later than the lesser of 30 days or the period provided by state law before the date of a federal election. Our law sets the voter registration deadline at 15 days prior to any election in South Dakota. So that change addresses that and puts it in line. It also clarifies that in order for a voter registration form that is completed at one of the agencies to be timely submitted to the county auditor, that the agency has to mail the completed form to the appropriate county auditor. This is done by adding the language by the agency receiving the registration or mail registration card on page 1, lines 13 and 14. The background on this is the Board of Elections had an individual in 2018 that filed out a voter registration at one of the official voter registration sites, but took the completed voter registration form with her and mailed it to the county auditor. The auditor received it after the 5 p.m. voter registration deadline, and that form was not able to be processed. The NVRA requires the completed voter registration form that is completed by the designated official voter registration sites to transmit the completed voter registration forms to the appropriate election office. For South Dakota, that would be the county auditors. When an official voter registration site receives a completed voter registration form by the deadline, state law allows those voter registration sites to mail those to the auditor during the week, and the auditor can process them as they were received by an official voter registration site by the deadline and mailed by that site to the appropriate auditor. Now, there was no opposition to this bill, and it passed out of committee 13-0. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Auden. Further remarks? Representative Duba.
I'd like to propose an amendment.
Has it been distributed?
Yes, it has.
And do you wish to move it at this time?
Yes, I do.
Is there a second?
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, are there remarks on the motion?
Yes, I have remarks.
Okay, the amendment is identified as 1025CB. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and read the amendment as you see it, just as it's written on your...
We are going to insert this on page 1, line 14, and it'll say, an eligible person who completes an application after the deadline but before 5 p.m. local time on the day of the election may vote in the election if the eligible person shows a government-issued ID, provides one other form of proof of residency, and signs an oath attesting that the information provided is true.
Thank you. Go ahead and make remarks on the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the House, We've done some research on this. We find that 17 states across the United States have same-day voting, including states near South Dakota. They are Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota. We modeled our same-day registration after what's going on in Iowa. So again, you would have to have a government-issued ID, additional proof of residency, and then sign an oath. Finally, we believe that this will drive up not only voter registration, but participation in our process, which is really a right and a privilege for everyone who lives in the state of South Dakota. The states that use voter registration same day see anywhere from a 3 to 7% increase in voter turnout. The average is 5%. I urge you to vote yes and adopt this amendment.
Thank you. Further remarks on that motion to amend? Representative Otten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I would look at this as an unfriendly amendment. I can't, and sure, 17 other states might do it, but that's not what we do here in South Dakota. I can't imagine the mess that they would have at the polling places at 5 o'clock with 100 people in line and poll workers having to try to deal with this. So I just ask the body to oppose this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Otten. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Representative York.
I agree with the former speaker. This morning in committee, I heard the phrase cultivating a culture for corruption tossed around a lot. And I think this is one of the prime examples of something that could cause us a lot of problems in our elections. It would create a nightmare for our auditors and our election boards. I would urge you to vote against this amendment.
Thank you, Representative York. Further remarks? Representative Schwach.
Good afternoon, everyone in the House. For those of you who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, my name's Ryan Schwach. I'm the representative from Yankton County. And this amendment is actually modeled after the law in the state of Iowa. And I helped draft that and modeled it that way because of my experience in the state of Iowa. I was a University of Iowa College of Law student in 2008. And I was so excited because as a Democrat, I finally got to vote in a presidential election where my vote was going to be competitive. It was Obama versus McCain, and it was a toss-up state, and we were getting a lot of attention. In Iowa, they have same-day voter registration. So as a new college student there, I wanted to be able to vote in that election, but didn't really know the process. And so I went to the auditor's office there, learned that I could just register and vote at one time. But it wasn't easy. One of the things I had to do was provide proof of residence, which you might imagine I wasn't walking around with a utility bill in my back pocket ready to show that. And I had a South Dakota driver's license. So I had the photo ID requirement, but I did not have that residency requirement, or I didn't have that proof with me. So I had to go back and get that. It was burdensome. And then on top of that, what this amendment actually requires is that the person voting at the same time take an oath, swearing that the information on their photo ID and in their proof of residency is true. That's not falsified. So you not only have two ID requirements, but you also have penalty of perjury in this requirement. So the process ended up being easy, and I got to vote same day. Registering, and it was a really good experience. We've put safeguards in place to protect the ballot. And I know we have a tendency when we talk about expanding the franchise to think of the sinister man trying to trick his way into the voting booth. I haven't seen a lot of research on that showing that that's true. But what I want you to think is about the college students that are across our state who every fall of every election year move to a new town. and may forget to make an absentee ballot request and have to drive home, which is what happened to a fellow from Yankton County. He had to, he was going to school in Sioux Falls, missed the registration deadline, and so God bless him, drove to Yankton so he could vote in his first election. That's really, I think, who this piece of legislation really benefits and where it can really make a difference and make the process easier for the lives of South Dakotans. So I encourage you to vote for this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Schwach. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Representative Freimuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was in the committee hearing when this had been discussed, and one of the things that I was thinking and kept going through my head is, we all know when the elections are coming up, tons of commercial signs and the mailers we receive. You should plan better if you want to vote. I'm coming today, I want to vote, I want everybody to make changes for me to participate. That being said, one of the things that one of the people from the departments brought up was people who are convicted of felonies. How do they know at that time which ballot was that convicted felon's ballot to pull out? So I guess I would urge you to vote no on this amendment because people need to plan better if they want that right to vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the body is Representative Duba's motion to amend House Bill 1025. And does any member wish the motion to amend be reread? If not, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. We are back to the original bill, 1025, without amendment. Any further remarks on the motion or on the House Bill 1025? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1025. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Danner votes aye.
All right, I want to make a point of clarification, and let's clear the vote and maybe start over again. If there is any confusion, I think that's the right thing to do in this particular situation. This was amended in committee, but when the screen indicates do pass as amended, there is no amendment on the House floor. Is that understood? There is no amendment on the House floor. It was amended in committee, so the bill that you have before you, as amended out of the committee, that's what we're voting on, but not any amendment on the House floor. We'll close this vote and we'll start over again just to make sure that's clearly understood. So, the clerk has opened the voting machine. We will proceed to vote at this time. In this bill, you're voting on, as it was amended, out of the committee, there was no amendment attached on the House floor. Please proceed to vote.
Representatives Marty and Sue Peterson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
House Bill 1025, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions in regard to the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. That clears our short calendar for today, but we also want to address any announcements. Any announcements for tomorrow? Representative Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 413. We have one bill on the docket, and we'll hear a very interesting presentation about connected and autonomous vehicles from the Department of Transportation. So if you'd like to learn about autonomous vehicles, which are going to be on our highways one of these days, come to House Transportation tomorrow.
All right, thank you. And just to make sure that we've covered this, I don't know if is the doctor of the day here in the chamber? Right there. This is Dr. Susan Anderson from Canastota. Dr. Anderson is part of the South Dakota State Medical Association Doctor of the Day program. She is a professor and chair of the Department of Family Medicine at the University of South Dakota, Sanford School of Medicine, and director of the Medical School's Frontier and Rural Medicine program. Dr. Anderson practices family medicine at Sanford USD Physicians in Canastota and Sioux Falls. She received her medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed her residency with the Sioux Falls Family Medicine Residency Program. And Dr. Anderson is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. Welcome. We appreciate you being here today. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We were going to have a meeting tomorrow after session with the high school administrators regarding some hot button issues that they wanted to share with us. But I guess we've erred on the side of caution, and there was a fear that the weather would come into play. So as of now, we're not having it. And maybe it'll happen later, but not tomorrow. Thank you.
Further announcements. Representative Post.
The Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 8. We'll have the Bureau of Finance and Management, so just come on over once you get done reading the blue book tonight.
We'll stay up late reading that. Thank you. Representative Otten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Local Governments tomorrow, 10 o'clock. We have three bills.
And today, is there another announcement in regard to veterans? Representative Jensen. Take yours first.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Health and Human Services will meet tomorrow morning at 412 at 8:30. 8:30. Thank you.
412, 8:30. Representative Zickmund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Military and Veterans Affairs in 15 minutes in room 413. And tomorrow is retirement laws, 15 minutes following the session in 412. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Tax Committee will not meet tomorrow, and so that'll give all you Tax Committee members a little extra time to spend at the Governor's Prayer Breakfast.
That's great. And what time does that begin?
6:20
at the Ramcota, right? All right, 6:20 at the Ramcota. Also tonight, I believe tonight is the Attorney General's event. Does anyone know what time that starts? 7 o'clock. And I believe they're going to have pizza and pop and bullets. Further announcements. Representative Steele.
I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No!
Motion carries. We are adjourned.